The Devil's Advocates radio show is broadcast under a time brokerage agreement between Devil Radio and Civic Media, Inc. Some portions of this program may be pre-recorded. Warning! You're about to listen to the greatest radio show ever, and due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Civic Media Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning, welcome to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
And now, here's your hosts, Dom and Kroot.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates radio show, the Tuesday edition. It's off to a glorious start, Dom. Welcome to our little program.
Hey, Crudy, it's a Tuesday. Seems like a Friday. Good to see you. Rich working hard on the board. Of course, our fair audience. Happy, happy Taco Tuesday to us all.
You know, suddenly my plans might be changing for this 4th of July holiday weekend, Dom. President Joe Biden coming to my town, coming to Madtown. On Friday, you broke the news to me. Why don't you break it to the audience?
Jesse Appoyne reporting at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Yes, indeed. Joe Biden will visit Madison on Friday in one of his first stops on the trail following last week's debate against Trump, his campaign has confirmed. Several Democratic governors discussed the president's debate performance in a call on Monday, and the president was set to meet with governors both virtually and in person at the White House on Wednesday. A spokesman for Democratic Governor Tony Evers did not respond to questions about Evers' potential discussions with other governors or with Biden this week. So Joe's on the apology tour, the cognitive tour. What are we calling the Joe Mints that's going on right now? Joe coming to town, coming to Madison, Wisconsin.
The Joe Reckon Crudy's 4th of July holiday plans tour? Because, you know, if the president comes to your town, Dom, you may have to come back from the cabin a day or two early. Know what I'm saying? Of course, I'm going to be there at Joe on Friday. And Dom, I'm not saying you have to do a Friday show, but I think I'm damn near obligated now. I mean, this was not part of our plan.
No, Dominic has
This
plans.
Was not part of the planning.
Dominic will be washing his Who hair
has
from
plans.
Wednesday until Sunday.
I will not need to wash my hair for that extended period of time. I suspect I will be scrambling some sort of cavalcade of stars to co-devil with me on Friday as I try to make it to the Biden event and bring you some sort of unplanned Friday live broadcast. Rich, do you have plans on Friday?
Well, I guess I did. We'll discuss.
We'll discuss off air, but hopefully for the sake of the audience, the president coming to town on the 4th of July holiday weekend, we will make best efforts as the greatest radio show ever to have at least one of the three participate in the Joe Biden event on Friday. I suspect it'll be Crudy. But, you know, that's what happens, Dom. News breaks and, you know, break your weekend plans. That's what happens to me, apparently, but less so. Less so. So, anyways, big guy, what were we going to talk about today? Joe Biden coming to town. And, you know, the question, of course, has Joe Biden lost his step? And, you know, with that sort of question in mind, let me tell you, I booked Earl Ingram a little bit later in a big show. Our pal Earl Ingram.
Come on.
I tease my pal Earl Ingram.
Spry, 70 years old compared to Uncle Joe, man. Look forward to Earl coming. Apparently what? Earl's going to get the president on his show.
Tomorrow. Earl gets the president tomorrow morning. He hopefully is confirming some details. You know, Wisconsin, obviously a key swing state. And Joe Biden making a big effort. I mean, you look at the cavalcade of stars, and literally there have been stars here in Wisconsin on behalf of Joe Biden. We've had Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders to, you know, sort of cater to the progressive lefty class, guys like Rudy. And then we've also had a number of black leaders, James Clyburn, the congressman that endorsed Joe Biden in no small part, got him over the hump in South Carolina when, you know, that sort of changed the tone of the entire primary, the entire presidential race. Earl's already had Clyburn on his show this week. He's apparently making some speed dating plans with Maryland Governor Wes Moore. And now our pal Earl's got the president of the United States on Wednesday. I got to tell you, I'm just a little envious, but also very, very proud. Earl joining us at 4:20 today. And Dom, with all the legal breaking crap, including more today, we got James Santel coming up in the 5 o'clock hour. The always generous of appearance and spirit, Jim Santel, former U.S. attorney, friend of ours. Because, Dom, that's the other breaking news. This one can't wait for the 4 o'clock hour.
Yeah.
The sentencing in New York, it's off. It's not happening before the RNC. Dom, we've pretty much wrecked your whole summer, have we not?
I got to tell you, man, the world that I thought I was living in ain't so. If you look at the precedent being overturned by this Supreme Court, what's been going on these last few years, certainly these last few days, and now apparently, according to the raw story, Trump sentencing in New York has been pushed back from July 11th to September 18th. If it happens at all, in a letter on Tuesday, New York Justice Juan Merchan responded to an unopposed request from Trump's attorneys to delay sentencing in light of the U.S. Supreme Court ruling that the former president enjoyed some immunity for acts he made in office. Quote, the July 11, 2024 sentencing date is therefore vacated. The court's decision will be rendered off calendar on September 6th, and the matter is adjourned to September 18 at 10 a.m. for the imposition of sentence, if such is still necessary, or other proceedings. Juan Merchan, and apparently Alvin Bragg, did not object to this delay. So no question, no ankle bracelet, no house arrest, no probation, no peeing in a cup, no jail time, no fighting over your mattresses. Donald Trump gets to, again, evade responsibility. I mean, Rudy Giuliani lost his law license, right? He got disbarred. Was that from New York? For his effort in,
he did.
In the false elector scheme. And today I saw one of Trump's surrogates saying, well, you know, this false elector scheme, that's an official act. Everything is now going to be an official act. This is insanity. And I'm so super, super depressed because I really wanted to get Trump sentencing. That was going to be a party day. And now I'm just mad.
You know, technically, September 18th is Mrs. Crudy's birthday. You know, maybe we're throwing a hell of a party for that. So anyways, Dom, it's some bad headlines and some good headlines, but, you know, they're going to throw a crimp into my holiday weekend plans. So that, you know, personally, through my perspective, could be a bad headline. But I'm very curious. I'm going to have to go see Joe on Friday. I can't trash talk the president after his debate performance and for myself, not go and watch the man personally, get up and get close, because I have been to plenty of Joe Biden speeches and I've seen some, you know, some up and downs. I don't even always like how he does sort of the quiet talk. He gets kind of quiet for a minute. Don't do that, Joe. Just project all the time. Just loud talk, loud noises.
Be like,
if necessary, just let him know you're still awake, sir. Just let him know. But those, I'm gonna need to see some high energy ass kicking speeches, Dom. And here's the other ironic thought. Joe Biden's gonna come apologize to Tony Evers for not being an energetic enough leader? This just strikes me as a bit ironic.
Well,
no apology necessary, sir. I think you're okay.
I don't know if it's the apology tour, but apparently, again, Democratic governors hold emergency meeting over Biden debate also at the Raw story. Democratic governors are seeking answers from the White House about Joe's performance in last week's debate. Apparently, the governors took part Monday in a call organized by Minnesota Governor Tim Walz to discuss their concerns about the 81-year-old president, according to multiple sources who spoke to CNN. Now, this call, Crudy, was attended by governors only, no staffers, White House aides, or campaign officials present. And sources say they expressed surprise that none of them have heard from the president following the debate. Apparently, Joe has not been working the phones, according to the reporting, which is a little surprising. I mean, certainly acknowledged, his spokesperson acknowledged today, as Biden did over the last several days, or at least a day after North Carolina, I believe. You know, I'm a little bit older. I may have lost a step. You know, I had a bad day. Still has the cold, apparently. But these concerns are not abating.
What do you mean Joe Biden's not working the phones? He's working the phone on the Earl Ingram Show tomorrow morning. We'll get you a time as soon as it can be pinned down. But our buddy's got the president tomorrow morning. What do you mean he's not working the phones?
He's working the phone lines
on the Earl Ingram Show.
For the folks that are out there in the Democratic Party, I did see one elected Democrat from Texas calling for Joe. First time calling for Joe to step aside.
Congressman.
A congressman from Texas. So you would think if there is this much concern, this much turmoil, this much upheaval in the Biden campaign, and, you know, certainly a lot of folks, unlike this Texas congressman, are trying to, you know, mitigate their criticism and defer to the president. But you can only do so much. And if that's a concern, you think Joe would have been working these phones a little more. Maybe just trying to wait and see how much of this will actually, you know, fade away versus how much, you know, boils up to spill over, to be determined.
If Joe Biden wants to solve this problem, he needs to call the devil's advocates on Friday. Don probably won't be there. I'll get the president solo. I'll get to hold it against you the rest of your entire life. But otherwise, President Joe Biden has just effectively blown up all of our 4th of July holiday weekend plans. And, Dom, I will go see him on Friday. I make this pledge to the audience. And if feasible, I will produce some sort of live broadcast on Friday and share it with you fine people. President Joe Biden, he's blowing it up. We're going to have a fun show, a Tuesday that felt like a Friday until I found out Joe Biden's coming on Friday. And then that's Friday. I wasn't even going to work on Friday. Now I have to. So you might as well join the party. 844-967-2789. Perhaps your call could be next.
The Devil's Advocates, the fix for political junkies everywhere.
And welcome back to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Phone lines open, going there next. 844-967-2789. Earl Ingram coming up at the 4:20 break. He's going to preview President Joe Biden appearing on his program tomorrow. And Joe Biden is coming to Madison on Friday. We know that. We don't know any particular details beyond that, according to the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. So, Crudy, maybe get to go see the old man in person and see if he'll change your mind. 844-967-2789. Some early innovators. Bill from Madison, you are up. Happy days, Bill. What do you got for us?
Well, hey, Bill. I have a bit of a rant. I hope you'll excuse me, but I've watched my entire life decades of Democrats shooting themselves in the feet. There was the Michael Dukakis put a helmet on that was too big episode, which ruined his candidacy. The Howard Dean screaming into a microphone thing, which ruined his candidacy. The, oh my God, Democratic candidate with a woman sitting on his lap in a Gary Hart on a boat picture, which ruined his candidacy. And when Democrats have anything about their candidate that is at least at all concerning, they wring their hands and scream like wusses. Whereas the Republicans have a man they're running as a presidential candidate who's been convicted of sexual abuse, who has been convicted of charity fraud, real estate fraud, 32 felonies, And is one of the most, today it came out, the Epstein files were released in Florida, and he's all over the call logs to Mr. Epstein. And what do Democrats do? We sit there and we say, well, geez, he had a bad debate performance. We better get rid of our presidential candidate. Not only that, Mitch McConnell, who is the head of the Senate to the Republicans, furrows on camera for 30 seconds twice, and not anybody said he should step down. The disproportion, the double standard here is just insane. And Democrats
Bill, and I appreciate the rant, man, for real. Is it a double standard or higher expectations, man?
I don't really care. I don't really think it makes any difference. I think that Democrats, if you don't want Trump in office, are going to have to buck up and just start defending the guy, because he's not perfect. But boy, Trump like babbles about nonsense in his speeches, and everyone just goes, "Well, isn't that cute? Isn't that funny?" No, he's probably dementia. And a lot of people who are medical experts say that it's dementia, and it's not being reported either. So we gotta, you know, start pointing this stuff out voraciously and telling people, you know, what's up.
Well, and Bill, I totally agree. Let me ask you this, you know, because we're just critical of the former President Trump for his dementia. I mean, I'm with you, man. He starts rambling a few times, or maybe he'll start mumbling, and then he'll say, "Well, we got to fix it. We can't do that." You know, he'll kind of come out of it, but it happens over and over and over again. So I have no doubt. But you can't you know, criticize one guy's apparent issues and then not identify and recognize that perhaps, you know, your guy, our guy, has the same thing. Would it make a difference to you, Bill, if this was a one-off and he was sick and had some meds and just, you know, had a bad day? That happens, Bill. Or if this is like, you know, this has happened 20 or 30 times in the last 2 years and we just don't know about it. Would that make a difference in your position, Bill?
It might. It depends on what people who are around him are concerned about this, and if they know something medically that they're hiding, that might make a difference. However, you know, the Republicans might know that stuff and they'd never let it come out, because to them, it's all about winning. Obviously, it's all about winning, and that's all they care about. They don't care about the country. They don't care about democracy. All they care about is winning, and that's who we're fighting. So, you know, whether or not we want to have a victory and not have Trump in office depends on us realizing that and not backing down.
Right on, Bill. Appreciate the call.
I appreciate your statement. Is the most reassuring thing that I have heard regarding President Joe Biden's competency for this position, because I'm the guy that obviously, you know, I stepped on that toothpaste tube and I said, I've seen enough. The only reassuring thing that I feel good about so far, outside of perhaps that speech in Raleigh on Friday, that, you know, you see the president perform, you think, well, why the disconnect? Why these two terribly disparate performances? But unfortunately, the big one was last Thursday night in the debate. But the thing that Joe Biden said, and I do trust the president in this regard, Joe Biden said effectively, if I'm not up for this job, I wouldn't be running for this job. And, you know, I think we all are pretty close. I've been in some campaigns of sorts myself. Now, I mean, you get in the trees and sometimes you have a hard time self-assessing. Not that I've ever had that problem, but others, others might. Yeah. But I can say, if Joe is the nominee, if Joe survives the next 2 weeks as the candidate, and if the Democratic Party galvanizes around him, here's his opportunity. He convinces Earl Ingram in Milwaukee tomorrow morning or tomorrow afternoon. It sounds like it will not be live on the air because they're going to have to record during Earl's time frame. I have asked if we could utilize Earl's interview with President Biden on Friday as part of our Biden coverage. So we don't know what it's going to look like. But if you're listening to me right now, just hear me say Joe Biden's coming to Madison on Friday. And I can tell you, Dom, and Joe owes me nothing. As a radio show, I mean, we've been out here for 13 years. We've been, you know, trying our best to lift the messages of the Democratic base and the Democratic Party and every other damn person that wants to call in at 844-967-2789. But he's going to have to win us over individually, he's going to have to call into an Earl Engram show. Be great if they ever considered booking the president on the Devil's Advocate show, perhaps on Friday when the man's in Madison. Just saying. Again, that phone number, people, 844-967-2789. But personal experience, if I had the opportunity to meet Joe Biden and Joe Biden was sharp as hell, I have said this of Kamala Harris. I have heard many people say, oh, Kamala, she, no, that is not the Kamala Harris I met. That is a very intense woman. She's got all her faculties. She is sharp as hell. So my experience with Kamala Harris has been different than the public persona sometimes is. And I'm not saying I, as some individual radio host in Wisconsin, should get the opportunity to interview Joe Biden, but I did mention my envy of our friend Earl Engram, who will get the opportunity to interview the president tomorrow. And I will absolutely listen whenever it's broadcast first, and we will utilize it on Friday. We'll share it with our audience as well. I want all of us to have every opportunity. Judge for yourself. I could be convinced otherwise, but last Thursday, that was hard to overcome. So, Joe, call me, 844-96-PARTY.
Kicking ass and taking names since the Wisconsin uprising, the Devil's Advocates.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Tuesday edition. Dama thought this was it for the week, but President Joe Biden coming to my hometown, Madison, Wisconsin, on Friday. He is shaking up my holiday lineup. He's blown it up like a firework, Dom. So anyways, I am hopeful, quite hopeful, that we will have the greatest coverage ever on Friday, at least from Crudy, and then, you know, we'll work in if we can. Maybe a phone call, something, Dom. You'd call in from the lake, from Summerfest, wherever you're partying at, wouldn't you? You'd do something like that, wouldn't you, Dom?
If I could, you know, provide a positive contribution to the coverage of Joe Biden going to Madison, the president in Wisconsin on Friday, then perhaps, but only if I was in the shape to do so.
Well, that's probably going to lessen the probability of that happening. Also, some bad news, which is why Dom will be day drinking throughout the course of the weekend. No sentencing for Trump in the New York hush money trial. Apparently, they have put back the date. Currently, the sentencing to fall on September 18th, just 6 weeks before what, the general election? 6 weeks before the general election, and Alvin Bragg, he was okay with this? Or maybe it was one of those U.S. Supreme Court gave the president, former president, a get-out-of-jail-free card for all crimes, real and perceived.
Long but as it's they got are you a little depressed. Official, if they're official, if you can claim it's official, somehow say it's official, apparently now it's open season, man. It's good to be king, man. I can't wait to be president.
You know, Joe Biden did address the nation on the U.S. Supreme Court. We will play some of the sound of Joe Biden last night in the 4 o'clock hour. Also, as mentioned, we've got our friend Earl Engram, and you can always be our friend, 844-967-2789. Would you say we're friends, Danny?
Let's get to him. Ken from Mount Horeb, you are up. Happy days, Ken. What do you got for us?
Hey, Ken. What do you think the chances are we could remind, I don't know, pundits and voters that what you want in a president is wisdom and experience, not the ability to entertain you and do quick quips? I mean, we don't hire a president to do push-ups for us.
Ken, no doubt.
Or radio host, for that matter.
Or carnival barkers, right, Ken? Or reality TV show? But we do, Ken. And I said yesterday, and I know I got it admonished a little bit from Crudy. You know, we get the government we deserve. I mean, if a lot of people, man, they want to be entertained, Ken. They don't want to engage necessarily in governance. They want what, some strongman to tell them what to do. Want some strongman to tell them who to hate. I mean, I get it, but you can't deny, Ken. There's a big swath of this country that wants somebody like that, that will vote for somebody like that.
Well, this guy got infrastructure done. In a leader, you want capable people around you. You want someone who delegates well. I prefer to listen to a well-prepared speech than some off-the-cuff rough idea about injecting yourself with chlorine bleach.
Yes, yes, Ken,
so
I'm with you there.
Do you think
that's going to the president can turn that around to address that? You know, obviously he's out. He's got his folks out surrogating for him, coming to Madison, going to appear on Earl's show. Do you think those efforts are going to pay off, or is it too far gone, Ken, in your opinion?
Oh, if he's out there all alone, we might run into some problems, that circular firing squad thing we do.
Yeah.
But no, I just put my Joe Biden sign out in the yard this morning just to remind people. I won't leave it up all till fall. I'll take it down. But he needs a little support right now. And it's
why would you take it down?
Out about it.
But Ken, if you're
6 months. No, I it'll be up in election season again, but, you know, I just put it out for a little reminder now and then, a little boost, and then I bring it back in so nobody complains it's up all year.
Right on, Ken. Well, thank you for
the reminder. I didn't know that was a thing.
And there, I know people leave them out sometimes way too damn long.
I still got Bernie Sanders up from 2016.
Come on, man. Let it go. Let it go, Crudy. There is no question in my mind. I can't imagine even some hardcore Republicans would look at these gentlemen and see their history, their past, the words that they've said, the acts they've performed, the things they've done, and think in any way, shape, or form that Donald Trump is a better human being than a guy like Joe Biden. That's hard. It's hard to think that would be the case. But unfortunately, a lot of folks don't look at it in that regard. They're looking at it too. You know, they want to stick it to someone. They want to have the blow up vote. They want someone to a strong man to tell them who to hate. They want someone that's going to you know, lift up the nationalists, the Christian nationalists, and so forth. And that's what they find. They found that in a guy like Donald Trump. And you know, a lot of these are the low propensity voters, right, Crudy? This is the folks that have not really been engaged a whole lot. I mean, when we went out in 2016 in that election cycle, a lot of the young folks that we ran into, man, it was a party for them, man. You know, it was all Hillary sucks and let me tell you why. And it was a joke. It was all-star wrestling, man. It was entertainment to the nth degree. And they were all about, oh, we're going to build a wall and Mexico's going to pay for it. And not that any of those things happened. Didn't matter. Were you entertained? Are you not entertained? I think I recall one particular movie when you were fighting to the death in the Coliseum, man. Let's hope we don't get there. This is not, you know, it is not Thunderdome. 844-967-2789.
Dom, you asked the caller earlier, do we, the Democrats, you know, speaking broadly, and I'm not going to say I've always been a Democrat. I've certainly voted blue a lot lately. But do we have higher expectations of our candidates? Well, I would think absolutely, right? And that's the only qualm I have. And I certainly understand the sentiment. You know, if the alternative is Trump, I never told you I wasn't voting for Biden.
Right.
I just told you I certainly think it's reasonable to have watched that performance and said, holy crap, can this guy still do the job? Because he certainly cannot debate at this late stage, or at least he couldn't that night. And I was freaked out. And I think when you see the polling, CBS News polling, 72% of the electorate saying maybe the man's too old for the job. Well, Bill, I think it was Bill that first brought this up. It's not that I don't see the importance of what's at stake here in November. I absolutely understand the importance. But would you trust me if I saw that performance and said, nope, it's all peachy keen?
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Why would you want us to lie to you? I don't want to lie to you, our audience. I don't want to tell you all is well if it ain't all well. And my greatest concern is it's not all well. And could I be convinced otherwise? Yeah, Joe Biden, call us, 844-967-2789. He's coming to Madison on Friday. Now, I've seen both the former president, and I've been to those circus-like atmospheres 3-4 times this year. And I've seen Joe Biden like 3 times this year. And I can tell you, Joe Biden, it ain't about the show. It's usually not about the show. It's a 20-minute right off the teleprompter, and Joe's usually good, telling a quick Wisconsin joke or whatever the case may be. And then he's on the teleprompter for 20 minutes, and then he's usually working the rope line for a long time. Joe loves the people. I'll tell you that. Joe Biden is truly a politician, loves the people. Trump, completely different, right? His 30-minute speech becomes a 90-minute sidewinder because he's always off prompter, just rambling, talking about crap that you would not sit around next to a guy at the bar telling that same story. I mean, once he quit buying your drinks, you're out of there. Yeah. And Trump's not buying the drinks. It's not open bar at these rallies. So anyways, Dom, I understand that there are some that love the carnival atmosphere, and Trump is their flavor of circus. And certainly he's not mine. And I fear for the fashion. Behind the fun in the carnival is a little healthy dose of fascism. And it does scare me, folks. It scares me just like it scares you. But right now in history, there could be a change of foot. There are Democratic Congress people coming out saying, Joe must go. There are governors having behind closed door meetings and then meeting with this man. And if Joe is unable to answer that call, you know what I mean? When Joe is meeting with Tony Evers or Pritzker in Illinois or Josh Shapiro in Pennsylvania, if these guys are not up to this Gretchen Whitmer in Michigan, they have the opportunity to evaluate this man personally. They will get that phone call, even if we never do, Dom. And they ultimately are either going to say, yes, he passed my test, and ultimately I'll fall in line behind the Democratic Party. If that's the only option to Trump, once we nominate this guy, I'm all in like everybody else. But right now, I have not closed the door on the fact that perhaps I can hold my candidate to a higher standard, and either he will meet it or perhaps someone else should step in.
844-967-2789. Love it when you step in. Going back to the Lions callers, be patient. We will get to all of you. Let's start with Tiffany from Madison, Wisconsin. Welcome, Tiffany. What do you have for us?
Hey, Tiffany.
Yes, I know. We're talking a lot about how, you know, Joe really flubbed up the debates. But what I think that isn't being talked about is what the hell is Jill Stein and that Cornel West done for us? Because those are the people that when voters go and say, well, I can't vote for Trump, I can't vote for Biden, I'm going to vote for Jill Stein. And the people that voted for Jill Stein in Wisconsin allowed Trump to become in office in the first place because they didn't want to vote for Hillary. They voted for Jill Stein.
But what about those that voted for Gary Johnson? There was, Tiffany, there were three times as many libertarians that voted for Gary Johnson that year.
Yeah. So what have those people done for us? They disappear and they only reappear every 4 years. So I would love it if y'all did some really, you know, talk shows about what they actually have done, because I don't see them doing anything except appearing for every 4 years to throw a cog in the machine. So I would love to hear you talk about that one day.
All right, Tiffany, let me lay it on you. You're talking to one of them. I was the Gary Johnson guy back in 16. And so when you say, what have they done for us? I mean, what did Hillary Clinton do for the libertarian people? Did she have a reach out to them? Was there an effort?
I'm just like, you know, the whole third party system doesn't work with the Electoral College. I mean, that's just a no-brainer. So when people go off to vote in a third party because they don't understand the power of the Electoral College, I think if they understood that these people don't have a political background and haven't done anything in the political sphere except showing up every 4 years, I think that would make a difference and get them back into the, you know, using the idea that the Electoral College determines that it's a two-party system.
Thanks for the call, Tiffany.
Sounds like Tiffany's making margaritas there in the kitchen.
844 967-2789.
I highly recommend that, Tiffany.
Dick from Madison, you're up. We've got time for Dick. How are we doing? Hey, Dick, welcome.
Oh, real good, guys. You know, I couldn't agree with Bill's call early in the show. You know, Will Rogers was right when he said, I don't belong to an organized political party. I belong to the Democratic Party. But beyond that, I'm going to just say, I know this is going to sound like an excuse, but I honestly think a lot of this from Thursday night is because of the way his handlers, let's face it. Okay, he is 80, 81 years old, but the schedule was thrown out there that this man was on the last 10 days before this, and it would make most men half his age tired just following him. And you get by that, and then they overload him. They should have just let him. They didn't need 3 days of prep. The guy's got 50-plus years of prep.
Right. And don't do math on the radio, Dick. Lesson number one. We appreciate it, folks. We are the Devil's Advocates, taking more of your calls, 844-967-2789.
You're listening to the radio show your mother warned you about, The Devil's Advocates.
Thank you for listening to The Devil's Advocates radio show. Some say the greatest radio show ever, and they would be right. You can be a part, 844-967-2789.
Our trash texting friend Jeff from Sherwood. Crudy, I was on the call. Trying to multitask, apparently, during the greatest radio show ever. Didn't hear where you're going to see Uncle Joe on Friday. Can you please tell us? Well, me anyways, since this is all about you, Jeff, I will go see Joe Biden in Madison on Friday, which is my hometown, although I'm up here at the cabin. I wasn't intending to come back till like Sunday. But when the president comes to your town, I will go and cover it. And Jeff, we are reacting to this late breaking news, but we will certainly scramble to put the greatest radio show ever together. And our buddy Earl Ingram is going to get to interview Joe Biden tomorrow. So Earl has assured me he would allow us to share his exclusive interview with Joe Biden during the Friday coverage. So, you know, we already got the makings of a fine broadcast, Jeff. 844-967-2789. Earl also joining us a little bit later today, along with former U.S. Attorney, our good friend James Santel, to get the latest on some of the breaking legal news, like the fact the Trump New York hush money sentencing delayed till September 18th. It's going to wreck Dom's whole weekend.
Oh, man, I'm just...
Boo that man. I gotta tell
you, so irritated. I have been so... Like, Everything goes well, whatever. Then I get a little irritated. Then everything else that happens that doesn't go exactly the way that I may have imagined it in my head just causes greater irritation. But if that's the worst I got today, it's not so bad, folks. We appreciate it when you join us. 844-967-2789. Chris from Sun Prairie, you're up. Welcome, Chris. What do you got?
Hi. We're all talking about Biden and the debate, which is over. And I think we should be talking more about what Biden has done. He passed a $1.2 trillion bipartisan infrastructure package that gave us a national network of bridges, roads, airports, public transport, national broadband, as well as waterways and energy systems. He's given us $500 million in life-saving COVID vaccinations. He stopped a 30-year streak of federal inaction on gun violence by signing the Bipartisan Safer Communities Act. This enhanced background checks, closed the boyfriend loophole, and provided funds for youth. He's cut child poverty in half in our country. He made a $369 billion investment in climate change, the largest in our history. He ended the longest war in our history when he pulled the troops out of Afghanistan. He provided $10,000 to $20,000 in college debt relief to Americans who make under $125,000 a year. He's got a lot of accomplishments, and we should be looking at this stuff. The man has done a lot for our country. He's capped the drug prices at $2,000 a year for seniors on Medicaid through the Inflation Reduction Act. He passed COVID relief that provided payments of about $1,400 to struggling U.S. citizens. You know, he achieved historically low unemployment rates. He passed a 15% minimum corporate tax on some of the largest corporations in the country. People need to remember that he has had accomplishments. He rejoined the Paris Agreement. He has done a lot.
Chris, and thank you for articulating some of those very important issues. But if competency was the only measuring stick, why would he be behind the former guy by a couple of points or more in swing states? You know what I'm saying? That doesn't.
Why?
Why? I mean, people know. Don't you think people know? Do you think people don't know?
Yeah, I do.
People do not know.
Trump just got up on what is called the news in our country, lied, and was not called out on it, not once. So what are people supposed to know? Where are they going to get this information? They're not as informed as people that, you know, pay attention to politics. A lot of people are so busy working, they can't lift their head up to look at this stuff. Most of them aren't going to have any idea what's going on until, like, the day before the election. They won't even know that they lost their democracy until it's too late. Really? You know, I mean, it's like the speed up. People are just so busy trying to keep their head above water that they don't have the time to think about this stuff. Not working people. And, you know, it's really a shame because what is being done is wrong. And I believe that the people that peddle this stuff are people that have a lot of money and they really want these tax cuts for the rich. And I think that that's what we're seeing. And I don't trust anybody at the top in any capacity. I don't care what party they're from. People that want these tax cuts. And I think that we really need to get out the vote because I think Joe Biden will continue those tax cuts. Like, well, not continue those tax cuts. He will get rid of the tax cuts for the rich.
Chris McDonough, very well said. Chris from Sun Prairie, one of our favorite callers. She's been calling us for more than a decade. And I would point out, this program has been a two-way street. We have learned as much from our audience, or at least been pointed in directions of learning where we could do our own research, or they passionately told us, you know, you guys should check this out. And Chris has been amongst the greatest there. I think there's also something that we can do, and that is a properly delivered message on talk radio helps to tell you what to tell your crazy Trumpster uncle this 4th of July holiday weekend. You know, at least that's what we hope to do. We create minions as well. Talk radio creates minions. And in so many ways, Dom, I think that is why in these long elective slugs that the conservatives have so often won is because we've underappreciated the amount of air support. Except the great state of Wisconsin. But I'm telling you, man, we're out here fighting them, Dom. This is our state. We're not going down without a fight and a happy hour and a happier happy hour and a Joe Biden visit to Madison on Friday. When the details become clearer, we will share them. But in the meantime, we need you to share your best thoughts, your hot takes. 844-967-2789.